When you go into daily mindfulness, you have to start your mindfulness of the four posture. That is why you alternate between walking and sitting in the form of meditation. And because walking is more active, and you can do that, you develop daily mindfulness. Similarly for bowing, it can also develop daily mindfulness when you bow mindfully, body and mind as one. So contemplation, reflection is also a daily mindfulness training. That is the reason why we have a lot of contemplative meditation as taught by the Buddha. The Buddha taught us maranosati, which is contemplation on death, marana nusati, followed by Buddha nusati, the Buddha's nine great virtues, which is contemplation on the nine great virtues of the Buddha. Then we have Dhamma nusati and Sangha nusati, etc. Means we contemplate on the characteristics or the qualities of the Sangha and the Dhamma. All these are anusati to develop contemplative wisdom. Do you understand? So anusati is different from nupassana. You realize the word or not? Anusati. Sati is mindfulness. You contemplate mindfully to develop the understanding. That one is anusati. Whereas nupassana, nu always have that meaning of contemplation. Passana is to insight into. So when it comes to the four foundation of mindfulness, it's always kaya nupassana or vedana nupassana or citta nupassana and dhamma nupassana. So nu and anu, they are different. Nu is just to contemplate. So mindfulness of kaya means you develop both mindfulness and nu, means you also contemplate. Then together you insight into phenomena. That's why the teaching is very beautiful and is very precise. So I will read on, then you will understand. Whereas passana is to insight into. So vipassana means to insight into we, which are the three universal characteristics of nature, namely anicchang, dukkhang, anatta, or impermanent, suffering state, and non-self or empty nature. Hence, vipassana means a type of meditation that can enable us to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature. Then we have kaya nupassana. Here, nupassana is different again. Kaya means the body. And then you develop mindfulness over this body to contemplate. Means when you develop mindfulness over this kaya, you also contemplate and insight into the three universal characteristics. That is why it is termed kaya nupassana, meaning you develop mindfulness over kaya to contemplate, then finally insight into the three universal characteristics. Hence, anusati and nupassana are different. And the Pali word are very distinct. And when you understand, you will know how to develop the appropriate cultivation to move on. So for a stable samadhi, you need a stable mindfulness. You need to develop it until throughout the day, you are most of the time mindful or aware. It does not come overnight. Initially, it's like more and more moments of awareness or mindfulness and less moment of heedlessness or heedless thinking or lost in thought. And this can only come about when the wisdom has started to arise, the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. When your right view has become more and more stable, when you have more and more right view, then avijja, which is ignorant, will start to weaken. And then you will have less and less sankhara activity or content of consciousness or mental activity or thinking. When you have less and less sankhara, it's like you have less and less thinking, less and less thought, less and less mental hindrance. Then from heedless living, slowly it transforms you into heedful living. The moment you are heedful and aware, you are no longer heedless. The heedless thinking and the hindrance of mind has started to slow down and become less and less until one day, no more. That is how you become heedful, which means ever mindful to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. All the meditation as taught by the Buddha. When you are heedful, you are most of the time aware with a lot of clarity. But there is practically no thought at all. You only arise thought when you need to use them to live life. In order to be in that state, listen, your spiritual faculties must be very stable. Otherwise, you cannot reach that state. To reach that state, the wisdom must also arise. So that is the reason why the focus is finally still on wisdom only, because only wisdom free.